The majority of people look to the external world for power and satisfaction, and thereby have lost the true satisfaction that comes only from the spirit within. Man is seeking something which would give him satisfaction, yet by his temporary blindness he has missed the splendor and radiance of the very thing, because it is too near to him. Thus he could not see. He looks without instead of within. And in every one of the Master's parables, he is directing the individual to look within himself, to find the very livingness, the very expression of the Father that was in Jesus himself, and to show also by example what was possible through the understanding that he was the Son of God. As Paul said, that he did not seem evil to him to make himself equal with God. In fact, he, I say, did not make himself equal with God, as Paul says, but he showed definitely that the power and the principles of the Father was in him, because of the statement he made, which was true, that the life that was in the Father was also in the Son. In his own words, as the Father hath life in himself, so he grants the Son to have life in himself. The same life, the same principles of creation, the same power. And it is only through the recognition and realization of this, discerning all that is a hindrance to its true expression, the Master knew as no one ever has known, and it is for us to find out that which he knew and the power which he obtained and how he obtained it. The sanctuary of the silent healing power has proved that when people once get a glimpse of this radiant power of the presence, the so-called impossible becomes possible. Since I commenced sending out sanctuary letters all over the world, I have already received thousands of letters from those who have benefited in many ways. It has convinced me more than ever that the mighty power of the infinite life is awaiting expression from within us all, and proves that the miracle happens within the individual and not from without. And in all these letters that are sent out, it is directing the individual to the power within themselves, so that they can become free. It is the freedom of life that is so essential. If we then put life in a cage, which we do, by our fears, by our beliefs, we find then that we are not free. And instead of expressing life, we are only expressing the belief or idea we have of life. Therefore, we must see clearly that life itself is not bound, is not limited, is not an idea, is not a belief, is in no way is it anything that is in the mind. Life itself is beyond mind, and it uses mind for a means of expression. If your mind is clear as regards life as whole and complete, then life itself will express itself as it did through the Master Jesus, because he said these words, "These things I do, even greater things will you do, if you will but follow me and believe in me." Many of these letters describe how so-called incurable diseases have vanished, where depressed and dejected people have been restored to health and happiness, where peace now reigns, where at one time there was only chaos, where burdens of life have been lifted and confidence restored, where homes have again been united in happiness, and success has taken place of failure, where freedom has taken place of bondage, and confused and perplexed minds have attained the light of truth.